Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, sweet mummies. Welcome to the podcast. Before you jump into this week's episode, I just wanted to tell you two things. One, don't forget, if you'd like to be part of our newsletter, go to the link in the bio. You can click a link there and it will take you straight and you can put your email to sign up. All you'll be getting is an email once a week on a Monday, hopefully, morning, that just goes deeper into things God's teaching my heart, my own mama journey, pictures from our week, a few mum resources and recipes, just like another connection point for us to go deeper. So if this place blesses you, jump onto that because it's been really fun creating those emails and sending them out. Secondly, if this podcast does bless you, I would love you to write a review and share, rate it, whatever that thing is. I'd love you to do that because that is a way that this podcast can go out to more and more mamas. And so if you feel in your heart that you've been blessed by this, that would bless me heaps for you to do a little rating. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy today's podcast. Hello, sweet mamas. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I hope to find you well. I'm here today sharing with you a story. If you are a newsletter subscriber, you know already what is coming for you because I shared a little bit of the details there. But I today want to share with you a hard story I had with my kids so that we can dive into a really huge fundamental truth that really carries me in motherhood and I think would bless you guys. And if you listen to this podcast, you've heard me say it many times before, but I thought we'd put a whole episode towards it because it is so powerful. And the concept is pretty much the main concept is I can do hard things. And the sub concept to that really helped me through this hard time with my kiddos that I will share is that I am willing as a mama to go through hard things for the good times. I kept telling myself this mentality when I was going through a hard time with my kids, and it was really, really helpful. And I think it can be helpful on a multiple time a day basis because we have toddlers falling to the ground screaming. I this morning have been dealing with a lot of really loud kids, and my daughter, who's 8 months old, sleeping, her door doesn't shut properly, and she's her bedroom's right next to the back door that the kids run in and out from. And sometimes I feel like I'm just a resounding gong of being like, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. And that is something that one of my sons particularly struggles with a lot. He is just very naturally loud and emotive and emotional and screams at everything every few minutes sometimes. So it's just a big concept in our house. And I think to have this grounding mentality, not only can I do hard things, not only is hard not the same thing as bad, this can be hard and be a very good thing, a very good moment of training and closeness and connection and growing and learning and discipleship. I also am willing to go through hard times with my kids to be able to enjoy the good times when they're riding their bikes around at the park and when they're running up to me saying, "Mommy, I love you." And there is so many good and bad times going throughout our day. So I thought I would share my little story with you of me really failing and falling flat on my face, coming to the Lord and showing you guys that it is not perfection we are going after, as we always talk about. It's the willingness to continually surrender to the Father and the belief that He is there and He is working on you. And if you come to Him in your hardest times and you give your whole self to Him in those things that truly take you over the edge or make you feel broken or make you feel like you're not good enough, they're the moments that He will truly use to bring such beauty and refining of His glory in us, if we allow Him, if we let Him in. And that, as we know, is the heart of this podcast. So welcome to a night at my house 2 nights ago. It was chaos. It's not always chaos, but this time was chaos. So it was on Sunday night. We had a massive day. I had taken the kids to church by myself because Brad was building his mum's room. I was sick. Two of the youngest ones were sick, which always not a great combo. Extra whininess really rises. And we had a huge day, but it was really good. We went to church. It's over an hour away. Had a really fun time there. They had a family fun day. Had a jumping castle. It was really cool. Then we drove home. We were all obviously exhausted. Now, the kids watched a movie on the way home. So if your kids are like mine, after watching a lot of TV and being strapped in a car seat, arriving home, their minds were pretty much mush and they were all sort of losing it, exhausted, which was expected. So it's a time for me to prepare for that and go, all right, what things can I put into place? So we set up a few things. The kids were fine. They honestly adjusted and did really well for the rest of the afternoon. But it came to dinner time. Now, usually my husband works from home, so he's around somewhere doing something or still in his office at dinner time, and he can always pop in and help with different things. But today he was continuing to try to smash out this room. So he was just working until pretty much after dinner. And I had my beautiful 2-year-old who doesn't sleep anymore and did not sleep in the car ride home. Yes, mind blowing, but he is exhausted, but he does not fall asleep. So anyway, he doesn't have naps anymore and he is very, very tired at the end of every day. So I've got him who was whining on me for probably around 3 hours while I'm trying to get things done. And poor little guy, he's honestly just saying, cuddle, cuddle. And I'll give him a cuddle. And then I set him up with drawing and we sat together and drew. And then I go, okay, I've got to do something now. And then 2 minutes later, cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Give him a container of sultanas and give him like little things to just help him through. And I say, you can sit with me and we can chat. And he did a bit of that. But hours and hours and hours is a long, hard time for a sweet little 2-year-old to keep pushing through when they're just done. And I knew that I couldn't put him to sleep because even if he did finally fall asleep or at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, it was just too early for him then to be able to sleep through the night. So I'm trying to push him to at least 5 or 5:30 before he just absolutely crashes. But another thing I remind myself all the time is that my kids are always doing the best that they can and that this is hard for them as well. So for me, it feels really hard having a whiny 3-year-old, 2-year-old, but for him, it's also really hard. And I have to remember that when I'm walking through this with him. He's not doing this to me. He's just trying to live and function, and I need to be setting up things and changing my expectation to be there for him. So I've got that going on, managing it pretty well. Then I've got my sweet, 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 sweet baby girl who's 8 months old, as I said, and she refuses all naps in the afternoon right now. So she was exhausted from church. She did sleep on the way home, but we got home around 2:30. So she still could have had another nap before dinner. She needed it. I tried to put her to sleep 4 different times, which when you have 3 other children running around needing you, it is really hard to be in there feeding, padding, trying to put her to sleep. So that was already weighing on my mind a little bit. Then we got to dinner and then I was like, oh, we have no food. Darn it. I'll make something up. I'll make jack potatoes and we've got spare wraps. I'll just make quesadillas and potatoes. Great. I was like, this will be such an easy dinner. This is awesome. But no, I didn't realize I had to fry each person's wrap individually, which when you have 7 people in your family and you need more than 1 wrap per person, it's a lot of wraps to do, 1 each at a time. So I'm trying to juggle 2 different heating things, 1 on the skillet, 1 on the sandwich squisher. I've got normal meltdowns and fights and tantrums from the older 2 that I'm trying to deal with and they're running through the house playing. I've got Kai, sweet Kai, crying and just wanting cuddles every few seconds. Then I've got my baby girl either on my back or crawling around and bursting into tears if anything goes wrong because she's so tired. So I've got all that juggling on and then I'm setting up my 2-year-old to have his dinner and I'm like, sweet. Sorry, the story is so long, but just a person of details. Set up Kai with his dinner and I'm like, sweet, he can start eating his while I get the other set up. I then finish everyone's meals and I put it all on the table. It's all hot. I am so hungry, ready to eat. I'm feeling sick. I'm ready for the night to be over. And then Flo loses it in her high chair. She's screaming her head off, crying, snot everywhere. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to hold her. I can't even take a bite with her screaming like this. Hold her in my lap. She's still crying, flailing all over the place. Brad's still working in the room. I didn't call him in yet because I just wanted to give him time to work. The other 3 are eating well, which is awesome. I was like, no, this is silly. We've reached 5:30. I'm just putting this girl to, I'm just going to try again. I can't eat. I'll just have to have cold dinner. And then I'm sitting there feeding her going, oh, I really, really hope my 3 sweet, darling little children do the right thing right now because I've got salsa, I've got sour cream, I've got cheese, I've got all these things in the middle of the table that they could do serious damage with. So I'm just hoping that they can do the right thing. And then I have Flo feeding and she falls asleep finally for the first time all afternoon. And I go, praise the name of the Lord my God. I'm really happy. So I'm like, yes, she's asleep. But guess what happens? Kai falls off his chair and hysterically starts screaming, crying. And I'm like, no, he's going to come in, because my kids, even while I'm putting Flo to sleep, still come in because, I don't know, the message is not getting across, so they're not meant to come in that time. So I'm like, oh, he's walking towards me. I can't have him barging, crying. It's going to wake Flo up. So I'm like, this is my chance. I got to put Flo down. I know she's probably not deep enough asleep, but I'm going to put her down. So I put her down, and then I race out of the room to grab Kai to take him into a different room because he was right outside the door. And as I'm taking care of him, which he's perfectly fine, Flo starts scream crying because she's exhausted. And I go, oh, and I say, Kai, you've got to eat your dinner. And he falls on the ground. And he goes, I don't want dinner. I want to go to bed. So I take Kai to bed and I quickly put him to bed. And this is a stumbling point for me because I was not as gracious as I could have been. And I was like, here's your teddy. Here's your blanket. You need to stay in bed. I give him a kiss. I tell him I love him. I say, you need to stay here, buddy, because I have to run back to Flo and you can't walk in to me in the room with Flo again because, you know, chaos. So Kai thankfully was so tired, he submitted and stayed in his bed, praise the Lord. And going to Flo, try to put her down one more time, she will not go down to sleep. So I'm like, fine, I've tried, you can just cry in bed for a little while so that you, I don't know, get more exhausted. And I'm gonna go back to the dinner table and have just a few bites of my dinner because I'm starving. Leave her in bed, eat a few bites. Hazel's like, do you want to play a game? And I'm like, no, we can't play a game right now. We've just got to wait till our sister goes to sleep, stops crying. And then Flo starts choking, and Flo is a vomiter. She vomits very easily. When she poos, she vomits sometimes. She just has a really bad gag reflex. So I went, oh no. And I ran into the room and she had vomited all over her bed. And then I picked her up and then she projectile shot vomit all over in a straight line, all over our carpet in our bedroom. And I was like, no. And I was like, okay, I'm at the end of my tether. So I was like, I need to go get Brad. So I brought her out onto the kitchen floor so that she could at least vomit on a hard surface. Run, got Brad. It was like, I'm so sorry, babe, but I've reached the end. Could you come? And he like turns all his machines off and he's like, sure, I'll come. I'm like, why didn't I go get him earlier? Oh, well. Anyway, he comes in, Flo is crying on the floor with vomit all over her face and snot all over her face. And I'm like, Brad, I need you to hold Flo. So I gave Flo to Brad, got a quick bucket with water, scrubbed all the rug, quickly pulled all her sheets off. She's screaming her head off in his arms. Then I lie down with her. Thankfully, she feeds again since she vomited all her milk, and start feeding her like lying down in the bed. I just like ripped my top off. I was like, oh, I just need to get to this and just feed her. I was so upset. I was really, really, really frustrated. I was telling myself all these good truths of I'm willing to be here and I have enough patience for this and my calm is big enough to share with this baby girl. But at that moment, I really just was in high emotion. I needed to calm down. So I was lying there with Flo feeding her and I was just trying to take deep breaths and just trying to surrender myself in the Lord and just like calm myself down a few levels because I was really upset and just had been pushed to my limits. And I was just, yeah, calming myself down, feeding her. She finally went to sleep. I was patting her, lying next to her. I knew Brad was now with the kids. Kai was in bed. I was like, oh, everything's coming down. As I was feeding her, I was just had my hand on my tummy and I just felt my big, soft, squishy tummy with all of its stretch marks. I've got like tiger stretch marks all up my tummy and I was just feeling it. And I felt like the Lord dropped this thought into my mind that was like, remember what you've been through to get this girl here. Like, remember those months and months where you prayed and you thought and you dreamed and you were expectant and you worried and you went through every emotion that there was holding this girl and how much you fought to bring her here and the miracles God performed while she was in your womb to get her to this place. This is a hard moment, Ellie, but, and then the line came, you're willing to go through hard things for the good for Flo's life. And I just started remembering moments of her smiling and laughing and being sweet. And I just was really humbled in that moment of just the bigger picture and really calmed down instantly, which was great. And was like, this emotion I'm feeling, because these emotions flood you of like, I can't do this and this is too hard for me and why do I have to deal with this and oh, the kids are just not blah, blah, blah. And just so much negativity can flood your mind that doesn't align with who you are or what you even believe God's truth says about you as a mom or your children. And I think that was just a beautiful moment for me in such heightened emotion. I think everything got really exposed of me feeling emotions that I felt I had a right in that moment. but I didn't. They completely were distinguished. And it was like, each circumstance is a neutral thing. That was just a circumstance that was full, but it's how I think and feel about each thing that really builds up the emotion in me that makes me react in a certain way. And as I'm growing, and as each of us are growing, mamas, we are learning how to be a steadfast, calm place for our children. And as we learn to see the bigger picture and learn to release things needing to be a certain way, or feeling guilty or feeling stressed, but being mature in the Lord and grounded and at rest, and by His grace only is what grows us in those things, we are able to let go and release more and more and more, and just be what is needed in that moment, rather than having that whole baggage of emotion that really is what brings us down. The moment of having a hard time making dinner and my child crying and vomiting was all dealt with within 10 minutes. It wasn't the circumstance. It was my needing to grow and my emotional capacity being pushed to its limits, which is amazing, because every time it gets pushed, I then grow even more, because the only way to grow is in that uncomfortable place. When your limits are pushed a little bit, then you go, ah, I actually can do this. I can actually have my kid vomiting everywhere and my kid's going crazy and I'm fine. But it was beautiful to be able to, in that moment, connect with God and choose to release the gripping of my flesh and choose to go, okay, I have stuffed up in this time. I've been frustrated. I've shown frustration to my kids and my husband. I have calmed myself down now. I've realized my baby crying and not going to sleep is really not the end of the world. I'm now going to leave my room and face my family. How do I want to act? How do I want to show up? Do I want to go out there and just complain and complain and complain to Brad? Because yes, that is what I want to do. Be like, babe, it was so hard and they're all crying and I really need you to be here earlier. Is that what I wanted to do? Is that what will bring life to my next circumstance? Because that I have control over. I don't have control over what happened in my past. So in that moment, I was like, okay, I haven't functioned in the way that I believe I am. I want to go out and I want to apologize to my family and I want to forgive myself and I want to restart fresh. And I want to go out to my husband, who's having a really calm time with the two eldest kids. He doesn't even know how hard it's been for me to make dinner. And I want to show up as his loving wife and enjoy him and my children for the next half an hour before everyone goes to bed, rather than just bringing this heavy laden, grumpy, angry perspective that was building up in me because of the circumstance. So I prayed to the Lord, asked for forgiveness, came out to my husband, gave him a kiss, said, thank you for coming. Please forgive me for being upset and just snappy and demanding in that moment when I was cleaning the vomit. And he was like, oh, no worries, babe. It's really fine. And I just sat down and was like, all right, let's chat and let's just like just totally release it and totally just forget about it. And the reason that I'm sharing with you this random story, and I hope that this is not too random dramatic for you, but I know you all know how it feels, because every single mum goes through moments where their kids are all going crazy, and this was really just a little moment. But for me, my emotions were so incredibly heightened. It didn't feel little. It felt really big. I was like, wow, I've not felt this overwhelmed and this angry for a long time. But it's just when everything crashes down, you know. But the power of this moment and why I want to share it is because when we can ground our minds in truth, and whatever the truth might be for you, it might be a beautiful Bible verse, it might be these sayings that mean so much to me that I tell you, like, hard is not the same thing as bad and I can do hard things. They mean so much to me because they ground me in truth. That is a true perspective, and my mind goes into fantasy land, and that's what's negative and that's what breaks me down. But when my mind stays in a very calm, just, I've got this. I am walking with the blessing of the Lord. I don't need to be crumbled right now. I have something much greater going on than my child screaming or tantruming or whatever it might be. Those things ground me so much because I realize I'm held and I'm known and I'm loved and I'm empowered. And I'm my own best friend in that moment, rather than tearing myself down as well as dealing with a hard circumstance. So I hope this can encourage you a little bit when you face your next maybe hard circumstance with your little champion, that you're not alone and that you can do it. And that even if it is hard, you can do hard things, and hard things are worth doing so that we can enjoy the good times for our kids. Our flesh demands and desires so much comfortability. But if we can say no to that and actually see the greater gold that is being produced through the fire, we can be willing to go through hard things to enjoy the good. That is definitely something I want to grow in. And I hope you guys can grow in it alongside me too. Thanks so much for listening for today's story. I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to go do some schoolwork with my kids. Jesus, thank you for holding us. Thank you for holding us. Not only holding us, but rising us up. You are the one who brings beauty. You are the one who brings power and strength and the ability to face everything that life throws us. And I thank you that in such a little and safe circumstance, like what I went through the other night with my kiddos, you're able to birth forth so much truth and so much empowerment and so much resilience for my next circumstances is going to be hard. And I really praise you, Father, for this platform where I can share with so many mamas and that they are willing to listen to my ramble mumblings, and that we all together can go, you know what? Sometimes this motherhood thing is really hard. We truly are stretched in every single way, and every bit of our capacity feels beyond what we can do. But that is the place we want to be. That is where you are, Father, in our greatest weaknesses. You are strong. And I praise you, Jesus, that you've given us a role to do in this earth that isn't just easy and doable by our own strength so we can forget about you. I praise you, Father, that you have given us mamas something laid before us that pushes us every day closer to your kindness, closer to your heart, closer to your strength, closer to your cross, remembering the freedom from sin that you have paid for us so that we can grow in holiness and we can witness your truth and your goodness to our children. I thank you, Lord, not only for empowerment, but for your forgiveness over us in the times that we stuff up, that we can choose your grace, repent, and then keep running even stronger. I pray for that over each one of us mamas, that we will be willing to go through hard things, Lord God, for the greater goodness of what your kingdom is doing in this earth, which is healthy family, children that know you, children that are rising up for such a time to be warriors of light for you, Lord God. That is our greater purpose, and that comes through our hearts just being surrendered to you. You're so good. You do all the work for us. Help us to just stand, Lord God. We love you, Lord. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.